Coming up on Texans Huddle, J.J. Watt has proven time and time again that he's the best, and now it's official. It's the calm before the training camp storm. Just how are your Houston Texans spending their offseason? And we continue our summer series, Meet the Coaches. This week, it's defensive backs coach John Butler. All that and more starting right now on Texans Huddle. Welcome to NRG Stadium. The Houston Texans are pretty much on vacation, a little downtime this time of year, but the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus going on inside. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside Drew Doherty. The elephant in the room, so to speak.
The smartest of the animals, right? It's fitting that, you know, we're together. We got the smart animals out there. But, yeah, we've got elephants kind of like right over our shoulder. It's always a cool way to do TV, don't you think?
It is a very cool way to do TV. And it's been a cool week, even though it's been a quiet week as far as the Houston Texans go. But regardless of if it's the off-season, vacation week, whatever, J.J. Watt always at the forefront and the biggest news of the week.
Yeah, he's number one, which is not a big surprise, but he turns out number one in the NFL top 100 list. Long time coming. I think somebody finally got this right because he wasn't the MVP, and a lot of people around here thought he should have been. But nobody, you can't argue, nobody is better at their position than J.J. Watt is at the defensive end position across the NFL. And he's had a tremendous season, and it's cool to see him get ranked where he is.
And let's hear a little bit of that reaction.
I'm obviously extremely humbled. It's incredible. I'm so fortunate. It always means a lot more when it comes from the guys around the league, the guys that play the game, and guys that you respect. So it means a whole lot. And obviously for a defensive guy to break into that spot, I'm very grateful. It's a lot of hard work, and that's always been the goal. You know, just kind of trying to be that defensive guy that can do what everybody else does, quarterbacks and things like that. So I'm having a lot of fun. I'm having a blast. And obviously, I have to give a ton of credit to my teammates and my coaches. They put me in unbelievable positions. The coaches call the right plays. My teammates help put me in the right position. And we have a blast. It's so much fun to go out there and play. So I'm very thankful to have great guys around me.
More from JJ a little bit later on in the show, but you know, fueling the fire leading up to that, I should say, Zach Mettenberger once again put a little more bulletin board material out there for JJ Watt.
Yeah, we'll see. It is July. We'll see if that carries over to October, and even if Mettenberger is on the field this season, because they took Marcus Mariota. So yeah, always fun to see those little back and forths, but I think JJ still has the upper hand in this one.
Yeah, I didn't frankly think it was that big of a deal, but let's check it out.
The week that you got named the starter last year, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, of course, there was some talk between you and J.J. Watts. Talk a little bit about that. I think it was all in good fun.
I got set up by a couple of my friends, sent a selfie out, and, you know, it got leaked to the public. And then ESPN asked me to send a selfie to them game pregame.
Yeah, I know the feeling. They've done it to me, too.
It just got blown up, and then, you know, J.J., you know, I had to say that, you know, it's a bit high schoolish that I would take selfies, and I think he still rags me on Instagram every time he posts a selfie. But at the same time, if that's high schoolish, he got a Letterman's jacket made of a Texans Letterman jacket. It's pretty high schoolish to me, don't you say?
No doubt about it. I'll tell you what, right now, since I got the camera, JJ, if you want a piece of this, I'm ready.
It's July. I think there's not much else to focus on these days, but not a big deal. But J.J. came back at him, had a pretty strong response, I would say. Maybe he's not even talking about Mettenberger. He might be talking about the circus, you know, with all these animals and stuff, you know, lions, sheep, oh my, I don't know.
Well, you know, Drew, it seems everything J.J. does garners so much attention, and you guys have a great website, HoustonTexans.com, that Drew does kind of everything for, and I know when J.J. is featured on the website as well, it just blows up.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of natural when you have the best player in the NFL and a guy who's got a pretty good personality and does a lot of fun things. It naturally draws attention, and anything he seems to do, a lot of people are going to put their eyeballs on it and watch it, so that's been the case since he really took off in 2012 and started doing the things he does, and it's certainly the case in 2014 and now 15.
All right, we have to take our first time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. We will hear from J.J. Watt a little bit later on the show, but when we come back, this guy right here talks to one of our favorite coaches,
John Butler.
John Butler, stay with us.